Wow. These are some strong words from Jesus. I read this and I thought, what happened to the love Jesus we're always talking about? The truth is, following Jesus is a commitment. It is something to truly think about, even calculate about, because it is life-changing and life-challenging. This scripture is boldly and in your face asking, are you all in? Why would Jesus tell Christians to hate or walk away from family and friends? Well, let's be honest. Sometimes some friends or family members are just not healthy for us. Sometimes they pull us away from our relationship with God. There have been a few times in my own life when I needed to create space in an unhealthy friendship. Some of us are super nervous right now to go to family functions because we're afraid a topic will come up and an argument will begin. We don't want to argue or break up friendships, but sometimes we need to step away for self-care and to be healthy. Melissa McEwen said, as my friend Maud once said, there are times when you must speak, not because you are going to change the other person, but because if you don't speak, they have changed you. Furthermore, when we are a disciple of Jesus, we need to stand our ground in a loving and compassionate way. Following Jesus means sharing God's love and justice even when it's not the popular choice. This may ruffle some feathers in our families, in our social circles, and even with our friends. We are not out to be popular, but to follow Jesus' teachings of loving God, loving neighbor, and loving ourselves. Let's spend some time reflecting on the last verse of our scripture, you know, the one when Jesus tells us to give up all of our possessions. The commentator from the Wesley Study Bible shares this. In Luke's gospel, Jesus' words usually discourage people from following him. Jesus is never interested in attracting great crowds. His concern is to attract followers who have considered the tremendous sacrifices he is requesting and who are willing to make those sacrifices. Jesus warns that the one who squeezes commitment to him within a host of other priorities as one of the many good things to check off the list cannot be his disciple. Jesus boldly tells us to give up our possessions. Maybe possessions are not all material things. What thoughts or fears may be holding us back from a deeper relationship with God? We are fragile beings. Maybe we want to hold on to things, material things, or the desire for things. Maybe we're holding on to an addiction. Maybe we are wanting to belong at the cost of turning away from God. Maybe we are believing we can do it all by ourselves. We can handle it. Whatever life throws at us, we can do it all by ourselves. Maybe we're not okay receiving help. Maybe we believe we're always right, and we're not willing to compromise. Maybe we want to prove something to someone, or maybe everyone. Maybe we always want to be in charge and have the last word. And maybe we have the desire to one-up others, or the desire to be in control of our lives, or the people in our lives, just to name a few possessions we may need to let go of. Jesus' unnerving words are saying, let everything go that holds us back from a strong relationship with God. Jesus' followers spend as much time reflecting as they do taking action. Reflection and prayer are key to a deepened relationship with God and with people. In our prayer time, do we think about how we could have handled something differently? Not to beat ourselves up, but to improve our discipleship. Jesus says, "Come, follow me." Not because it's easy or the popular thing to do, but because it's the hardest thing we will ever do. Following Jesus, being a disciple of Jesus, requires the 24/7 commitment of letting go of people, places, and things that do not bring us closer to God. In our prayer time this week, let's reflect on what we as individuals need to give up to be a disciple, and what as a church we need to give up to be disciples. Discipleship is a hard, rocky road, or even a hard, rocky mountain climb. The good news is God is always with us on the rocky road or mountain climb of life. So, are we all in on our path as disciples of Jesus Christ? Amen.